My mother-in-law did not have an easy life. Her father, Labe, was not a young man when she was born, almost 65. He was a religious man, I believe a Gera Chassid. He spent his time studying and not dealing with the practicalities of daily life. When Toby was 3 years old, her mother passed away, and she was sent to live with relatives. At the age of 12, she lost her father. Toby moved from her small town of Pultusk to Warsaw, where she worked as a seamstress. She became involved in the political movements of the day, believing in causes that she felt would better the world. On more than one occasion, she was nearly arrested for some of her social action activities. The Second World War came, and after the first bombings, she fled Warsaw and ended up in the labor camps of the Soviet Gulag, where she spent the remaining war years chopping trees and doing other hard physical labor. After the war, Toby ended up in the displaced persons camp in Vechsheit Bindermichel, near Linz, Austria, where she met and married Chaim, who himself had suffered tragedies during the war. They married, and shortly thereafter, Leah was born. The three of them moved to Canada when Leah was still an infant. Canada was not supposed to be their original destination, for Chaim was a verbrenter Zionist. Toby, however, took the practical approach. Tired, after a difficult childhood, nearly 10 years of war, and living in DP camps, she felt that going to the not yet established state of Israel, to more war and rationing of food, was more than she could bear. Her own childhood was largely without parents, so Toby revolved her life around her husband, children, and grandchildren, giving them the kind of parenting she so sadly missed. She was always concerned with their well-being and comfort. If one did not know from whence she came, you could say that she was overly concerned. She loved them dearly, and any overprotecting, smothering, or seeking to ensure her love for them was an honest effort to have them achieve in life what she could not. It was her belief that it was important to be a part of a Gesellschaft, to be a part of a social group that also had an ideological commitment and an intellectual basis that drove her to push Leah and Leon to attend Habonim. Her grandchildren were her precious jewels. Until the last couple of years, she would never forget a birthday, anniversary, or other joyous occasion. So great was her desire to make sure that the occasion was marked, that her cards and gifts would often arrive well before their due date. Having her children and grandchildren with her on Friday nights, holidays, and other occasions was of paramount importance to her. Up until we left for Israel, we would have Shabbat dinner at her home at least twice a month. After we left, Leon and Honey continued the tradition. It was during those times that she converted my taste buds from liking Ukrainian gefilte fish to loving her Polish gefilte fish that was so sweet. I even abandoned my floating knedlach for her Polish sinkers. Her primary task, as I remember during the 32 years that I knew her, was taking care of Chaim. She had to prepare his meals and insisted on being there to serve them. On the rare occasions when she went out, she became very anxious around meal times, worrying about how Chaim was giving himself an eitzah. Toby was interested in arts and culture, and living near the Jewish Public Library was a great joy to her. She would always run to lectures. She was an avid reader of Yiddish books and newspapers. If I have sadness about my mother-in-law, it is that the path of her life prevented her from fulfilling many of her own needs and dreams. Often, if we came into the house unexpectedly, We would find her asleep on the couch in a sitting position reading a book. Invariably, she would not forgive sich this pleasure until all her chores were done, and by then fatigue had set in. In the early, very difficult days in Montreal, she fought to ensure that her children received a serious Jewish education. To her, this meant day school at the Peretz Shula. An afternoon school education, as was the norm in those days, was not enough of a commitment in her eyes. This meant doing without many things in the days when there was precious little to start with. She also understood that academic studies alone were not enough, and continued to do without so that Leah could attend both piano and ballet lessons. Leon, being the boy, had to make do only with piano. She encouraged those around her to get enjoyment out of life and was happy if she heard that the children took vacations or attended the theater or went to a movie. She, however, was always reticent about taking these pledges for herself. She also worried about her friends. If there was a function she and Chaim were attending, she worried about how everyone was getting there. They were the first car owners among their friends, and she made sure that anyone who needed a lift was ferried to and from home. And what was it that she often ferried them to? It was, as often as not, meetings and functions of the Warsaw Society, the Landsmannschaft of all those from Warsaw and environs, who, like her, were rudely separated from the city of their youth, families, and ancestors. In true Toby fashion, she was not the president of the Warsaw, but the hard worker who would think nothing of going out for hours and days collecting donations for their annual bazaar. The proceeds were then donated to help rebuild the State of Israel. I admit that I sometimes ridicule these activities and the entire notion of the Warsaw. Only recently, particularly as I get involved in family genealogy, have I come to understand how important such groups are to people who share a past of places far away, and in particular, a past and location to which history has ensured that they can never return. We cannot undo the past. We cannot even imagine how different Topcha would have been had she not suffered both personal tragedy and the tragedy of the Holocaust. She could not and did not think of herself. She never put her needs first and could not fully overcome her past to truly enjoy what she had. She felt her orphanhood every day of her life and spent her life trying to fill the emptiness by loving those around her unconditionally, her husband, children, grandchildren, and friends. And we all truly and deeply loved her. Yehi zichrona levracha.